This is Mohammed Hussain, that's the Emerging Emergency Special Chair of the CN, Dr. Mohammed, that's the 5th of January 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Richard Spalding, that's R-I-C-H-A-R-D space S-P-A-L-D-I-N-G, that address is 07141935. Please copy the primary care physician details and the referring physician details from page 1 of November 21st, 2012. We have the pleasure of seeing Mr. Spalding in our cardiac unit. Period, as well, he's a very pleasant 76 years old Caucasian gentleman. The past medical history is significant for hypertension, HIV since 1997, hyperlipidemia, lung cancer, status post lung surgery done in 2009. He also has a past medical history significant for recent hospital acquired pneumonia. But he came to our cardiac unit today for follow up with the business staff. But the evidence, he said that he's relatively doing well and doing his digestive health speed. He was complained of shortness of breath, however, mild to moderate exertion, which is stable since the last visit. Period. He denies any chest pain, or thumbnail or proximal tendinitis. Period. He denies any left hand disease or vertical. Period. He denies any palpitation, sacral vertebral or loss of consciousness. Period. He denies any lower extremity pain, intermittent complications, cardiac varicose veins or swelling. Period. He's following his following if it's irregular. He's compliant with all of his medication. Period. So we got past medical history, serial number, hypertension, period, number, hyperlipidemia, period, number, hospital acquired pneumonia, period, number, COPD, period, number, peripheral neuropathy, period, number, HIV, 1997, period, number, lung cancer, that is post lung surgery, then 2009. Period. Next paragraph, passage against the signals for lung surgery. Then 2009, period, this paragraph, family history, signals for coronary artery disease, period, this paragraph, social history, he then has smoking, the cacao, is angry, etc. Experience, the paragraph, allergies, is not known to be allergic to any medication food, period, this paragraph, current medication list, please copy the current medication list from page 2 of November 21st, 2012 chart, and please edit number 11, Lyrica, to 100 milligrams at QAM and 150 milligrams QBM daily. Period. Next paragraph, physical examination by the science, the visit blood pressure is 130 over 82, his pulse is 83 beats per minute, radio, his weight is 145 pounds, height is 5 feet 9 inches. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding template, except that the patient is on a wheelchair. Period. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, lab test done on December 12, 2012, sodium 136, potassium 4.5, chloride 103, urea nitrogen 17, creatinine 0.5, hemoglobin 15.3, hematocrit 46.5, MCV 99.4, platelets 247,000. Period. Next number. 2D tonsillectomy done on November 21st, 2012, showing low normal left ventricular systolic function, ejection fraction of 50 to 55%. Period. There is restoring feeling better indicate impaired relaxation. Period. Mild aortic regurgitation as well as mild mitral regurgitation is present. Period. Next number. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from page 3 of November 21st, 2012 chart. EKG, segmental API, carotid Doppler, Alexa scan, nuclear stress test, abdominal aorta aneurysm ultrasound, arterial Doppler ultrasound of the lower extremities, period and paragraph assessment and plan number 1. Hypertension, the visit blood pressure is 130 over 82, which is well maintained. Period, he's to continue the same medication regimen, and he's to stay close to all of our data, and continue to monitor blood pressure readings in the next follow-up visit. Period, this number, referral to the screening. Previously, the patient was complaining of slight pain in his right leg. However, on today's visit, he denies any pain. Period. His arterial ultrasound did not show any abnormalities. Period. The patient has a history of peripheral neuropathy and is currently taking Lyrica 100 milligrams at the morning and 150 milligrams at evening. Period. requiring him to continue follow up with his primary care physician regarding this complaint. However, we'll continue to monitor his lower extremity arterial vasculature. Many him accordingly. Field of number HIV. The patient is on HIV medication PHEs to follow up with his infectious disease specialist for this regard. Next number. Hyperlipidemia. He is to follow up his primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and FTs on target and that of less than 70. Period. Next number, COPD. The patient has a history of COPD and currently is complaining of shortness of breath. Period. He is to follow up his primary care physician and pulmonologist regarding this matter. Period. Next number. Coronary disease screening. The patient has multiple tests for coronary disease. Period. On the disease, he denies any chest pain or exertion. Period. His previous Alexa scan nuclear stress test was negative for any reversible ischemia. Period. His we'll continue to follow up with him regarding this matter on the next follow up visit. Period. Meanwhile, he is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next next number, cardiac pharmacogenomics, then drug sensitivity testing was done on November 21st, 2012, and we were waiting for the results. Period. Next, Virga, thank you very much for our support in the care of Mr. Spalding. Period. I found my wife for him to call with any questions or concerns at any time. Period. We'll see him back in our clinic in 2 months. Period. Meanwhile, I expect you to continue seeing his primary care physician and continue the first care business. Virga, thank you very much. This is Jennifer. This is Mohammed Hussain. That's MHA MD, special CHSCN. Medical student, the care for Dr. Tahir Mohammed. This is the end of the discussion.